definitely highly productive. Why he lasted this long, I'm not really sure. Why? So glad we got him.
What do you make of that 40 time 488? Usually at that position, guys are a little faster than that. 40.
I think that time is absolutely fine with the things that we do. I think when we require our outside backers running vertical, carrying people, we always have overthrow help over the top. So I that didn't bother me at all.
What did you describe this play, Kevin? Ricky's.
Motor, effort, heart, passion. A lot of the things that I preach to my kids all the time. Desire, you know. So he has a big heart. And you really can accomplish a lot, you know, when you have a player with a big heart.
Let me roll through some of the guys at your position last year. Do you look more at heart and effort based on the production you got now that you go into the draft with these guys?
Repeat.
You rolled so many different guys through your position last year. Do you look more at heart and effort and passion?
That's a big thing for me. I mean, and if you think about it, if a guy is dripping with athletic ability, God-given talent, but he has an empty hole in the middle of his chest where a heart should be, I mean, he's not going to be a productive player. He's not going to want to hunt. He's not going to have a passion for the game and a passion to make those plays. So if you got a heart, I mean, that's a big step, man. That's a big chunk. I mean, that's a big percentage of how productive you're going to be. So, you know, I'd much rather have people with heart, with a little less athletic ability or athletic talent, as opposed to having a whole room full of sheer athleticism, but they don't have passion for the game and don't have a heart. Did you get that? We're good?
Makes sense? On Belmore, do you have to talk to somebody one-on-one to determine that?
A little bit of both. Yeah, a little bit of both.
Is there an advantage? Is there an advantage to playing opposite of Clay for some of these guys like Zombo and Walden, maybe some lesser-known guys that are playing opposite of Clay who demand so much attention? Are they making plays because they're paying so much attention to Clay on the other side?
Well, that's a good question. Let me answer it like this. I mean, Clay is not the only pass rusher on the team. I mean, you know, Cullen Jenkins played really well rushing the passer, and, you know, B.J. Raji, and, I mean, we had some other people out there, you know, putting pressure on the quarterback. But, I mean, the guys that I had playing the other position, you know, the Eric Waldens and the Zombos and those guys, I mean, they've got a heart, and they're going to make things happen in their own right. So,
transitioning back from college DM to standing up outside linebacker, is there anything you look for when you look at prospects to make that kind of transition? Anything special to look for?
I look at his physicality. I look at his ability to run and move and hunt. And that's what I want. I like to see a guy go sideline to sideline, you know, hunting the ball. And if he runs directly at him, I like to see, you know, what that looks like. Okay, is he playing hard at the point of attack, or is he soft? Is he giving ground? I mean, there's a wide variety of things I look at. And then I study film and I gauge what I see as far as his side lateral movements and his forward movements, and I try to gauge you know his ability to do things in a back pedal or a side shuffle kind of mode, you know, going backwards. So,
did you see his on-campus workout in front of one of the Packers scouts?
I've seen a lot of things on him, correct.
Okay. Did you see that? And I guess, are you pretty confident he's got everything that all those tools to make that transition?
I think if he comes in and he listens to me, he'll be absolutely fine.
Kevin, did you go to the school and work him out?
I did not.
You did? Or
did I did not. No, okay. Sir. How was you?
Have any conversations with Clay's father about him at all? Your Clay's father?
About
Ricky? There's some kind of connection there between them?
Oof. Sorry.
Kevin, when you talk about passion and heart, I mean, you look at your room and you've got Zombo, who wasn't drafted, you got Eric, who was on the street, you got Brad Jones, who was a seventh-round pick, and you got this guy, who was sixth. How much, though, can Hart make up for maybe not being viewed with as much talent as Clay, who's a first-round pick and a star in this league? I mean, it is, you want two guys that can hunt on either end. Can you find one that can play at a level that approaches Clay, even though their pedigree isn't quite as...
I think Hart compensates for a lot. I mean, I look back at my career. I don't think I was driven with athletic ability. One thing I had was I had heart and a drive and desire and passion and love for the game. I wanted to make the plays. And I mean, that's the thing that I'm constantly preaching to my kids. I mean, when it comes down to it, you know, you got to want to do it. You got to really want to do it. You got to want to make the plays. And you got to go want to get people. I mean, I can coach, you know, fundamental and technique, and you know, I can help improve them in that area. But they gotta want it, and they gotta listen. And when they have heart and they're willing to listen and willing to learn and implement, you know, what the coaches are teaching them, they'll be fine.
Who knows when you'll get to actually coach these guys with the lockout uncertainty, but just. Can you kind of give us an idea of what kind of competition you think you're going to have? Because you've got a lot of guys to compete.
It's wide open. I mean, you know, I love all my kids, you know, and I can't even begin to speculate at this point. But I'm glad that it's going to be very, very competitive. That's probably one of the first things I touch on when we get back together as an outside linebacker group in the meeting room, that it's a wide open competition. And
sorry, I didn't mean
to. No, I mean, I think, you know, iron sharpens iron. You know, and so this is good. This is good, you know, for Frank and Brad and Eric. I mean, it's good for, you know, my whole crew.
Does it worry you at all that, you know, Frank might not get a full off season because of this, and Eric, who came in the middle of the year, doesn't get an off season in your system? Because you would think both those guys would make a jump once they're going into their second year around here. Does that concern you?
Not really. No, I think these kids, whenever they come back, I think they'll tune right in and pick up right where they left off. And they'll improve. You know, I'm excited to get my hands on this youngin that we just picked up, and he'll be good. He'll be fine. I don't have any problems with that. So.
PJ Smith at all? Possibility outside at all?
Who? What?
PJ Smith.
I don't know much about him. I can't really count.
Yes, I answered.
Yeah, there you go.
Kevin, what can a guy like Elmore do on his own until he started in the situation? What can he do on his own to try to learn the position?
Well, he just has to train hard. I'm sure he is. I mean, I'm sure all my kids are training hard and working with an eye coming in this year in tip-top shape and ready to play. And I mean, my outside backers are pretty smart. These guys know, you know, Brad Jones and Eric Walden and Zombo, and they see what we did. I mean, they know it's very competitive, and I'm sure that their training just went up a couple of notches because they know it's going to be competitive, and rightfully so. And that's the way it should be. You should put the best on the field.